My name is Lauren Child, and actually I changed my name because I used to be called Helen. I was born, well, christened Helen. I don't know why I didn't get along with that name very well, and it didn't feel like it was my name. And maybe it was because some of the years I was at school, I wasn't that happy, and so it became linked to a feeling of unhappiness. And so I decided I was going to change my name. I wasn't sure what name to use, but I knew I couldn't use anything too sing-songy or flowery because I wasn't used to that, because Helen is quite a simple name. So I didn't want anything that had an ing on the end because I felt it wouldn't feel like me. So it had to be a name that sounded similar but was different in my mind. And so I chose Lauren because it wasn't, when I changed my name, a very popular name in the UK. I know it's a very popular name in America, but in the UK it was not a name that anybody was called. Now, funnily enough, it is quite common, but back then it wasn't. But I thought it was a very pretty name, but quite a sophisticated name without being fussy. And there's also this amazing actress that I used to watch when I was a child called Lauren Bacall. She was a great actress of the screen, the, you know, sort of 1940s, 50s era, I think. And I just thought she was marvellous. And I used to watch a lot of her films because they would be on in the afternoon. And we didn't have a lot of television when I was growing up, but she was one of the people I saw. And I thought she was sort of marvellous because she's a very strong character. And funny enough, I based Ruby Redfort's boss on Lauren Bacall. So that's really where that character comes from, and it's where my name comes from. That explains why I'm called Lauren.